Welcome to the 12th edition of What Would You Do? NBA offseason edition. And for this team's discussion, who are we talking about? The Phoenix Suns. What a season the Phoenix Suns had last year. They started off slow. The pandemic hit. Bubble came upon us. And the Phoenix Suns flipped the switch. They went 8-0 in the NBA bubble. They did not qualify for the playoffs, but going 8-0 was definitely a huge feat for the Phoenix Suns. They were definitely on the come up, and they solidified their team with Devin Booker by making the biggest trade of the entire offseason. The Phoenix Suns acquired the main man, one of the great point guards of all time, 10-time All-Star out of Oklahoma City, Chris Paul. Adding him to Phoenix, as well as Abdel Nader. And then on top of that, they then trade. The whole Chris Paul trade scenario was Chris Paul and Abdel Nader from Oklahoma City to Phoenix. And the Phoenix Suns then sent over Ty Jerome, Kelly Oubre, Ricky Rubio, and Jalen Leck to the Oklahoma City Thunder. But the main acquisition for the Phoenix Suns was Chris Paul. Caleb, the Phoenix Suns making that aggressive move for Chris Paul, what does that signify for the Phoenix Suns going forward as a team? Does that make them a legit threat to make the playoffs, or is that one of those moves where they just try and make it just so Devin Booker can stay in Phoenix?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're just pulling the trigger on let's win. And to kind of go off what you said, to make it so where Devin Booker can stay in Phoenix. Yeah, that they're just sewing him in. I think he read up on a contract last year. So he had like 3 or 4 years left on the contract either way. Of course, he could have forced the trade out of town. But I think, you know, he was already getting convinced that the Suns were a team that could contend without Chris Paul being there. When they had Rubio, Oubre, Ayton, and Book, that was solid, you know. And they had the pick to get another point guard. If they really wanted to get one, they could have got Tyrese and just stayed young. But I think them getting Chris Paul just, you know, solidified him. Like, they have what it takes to compete, honestly. They just have to go prove it. Once they go prove it, they should be competing. You have Devin Booker, who's a scoring machine, almost second Kobe Bryant version, like, type of scorer. Like, he's a type A scorer, level one scorer. Like, he's whatever scoring list or level that you have, he has to be at the top. He's definitely in that top when it comes to getting the bucket. Aiden's becoming more of himself. He's going to get some more looks and attention down low. Obviously, Chris Paul is just light years ahead of a point guard instead of Rubio. Rubio's a great, great point guard, gets people in position. But Chris Paul just sets shit up, you know. So with that there, Ayton's going to look even better than he did last year with having CP3. And CP3's going to do his thing. And they do have picks. Like you mentioned, Jalen Smith. I've yet to see him really get on the court and have some action. I kind of watched some highlights for the Suns, and I didn't really see him too much. But I think he's going to be made a great player just by being used by Chris Paul. So I think, like I said, they're good. They just have to prove it, you know? And I think, yeah, Devin Booker's there to win. So they showed him we can invest in winning. This is the squad they have. They got to run with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely do. I think it was a fantastic trade made by the Phoenix Suns. I was actually surprised Chris Paul made it to Phoenix. I thought Chris Paul was in a scenario where he might get traded to Milwaukee or Miami or maybe even one of the LA teams. But when I saw that he got traded to Phoenix, I was surprised at first But when I saw how much he can match up well with Devin Booker, with DeAndre Ayton, with their draft pick of Jalen Smith, which we will discuss later on, I think it's a huge win for Phoenix. I think whenever they decide to allow fans in attendance, I think it will be an exciting draw in the city of Phoenix. I mean, we look at the Phoenix Suns haven't really had that desirable star for a long time since the Steve Nash era. I mean, now you look at, they got Devin Booker, and they now have another respectable veteran that everybody knows in Chris Paul. Like, even if you don't follow a lot of basketball, a lot of people know who Chris Paul is. Chris Paul is a player where everywhere Chris Paul goes, which is so fantastic, he makes his teams better. When he was first drafted in New Orleans, when they were originally the Hornets, he turned that franchise around into a consistent playoff contender. They weren't championship contenders because the West was too strong, but you can guarantee that if Chris Paul was on that Hornets team healthy, they're at least guaranteed making the playoffs, whether they make it in the first or second round. Same situation of when he got traded to the Clippers. The Clippers, every year he was there, I believe they had 50-plus wins, and they were always in the conversation for a championship with the Lob City era. Even though they fell short in the second round and, you know, he kind of had the playoff choker label in his name, he still made it to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Even in his stint with Houston, that first year in Houston that he was there, if he didn't tear his hamstring and hurt that hamstring, Houston could have won the championship that year. And that's a fact. I mean, you look at with how well they could, 65 wins. That was probably the best record, I think, in Houston Rockets franchise history. That 65 win total in 2018. I think that was the same year Harden won MVP, correct? 2017, 2018, or is that Russell West? No, it was Harden.
That's Harden, yeah.
The same year Harden won MVP, when Chris Paul was healthy, they had the number one seed in the Western Conference, best record. They fell short in the conference finals, but that was essentially because the Rockets went 0-27 and Chris Paul wasn't healthy in game 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And then obviously in Houston, I fall, but when he went to Oklahoma City, that's where he really labeled himself as a guy where everywhere he goes, he turns him around. When Oklahoma City went full overhaul last year, when they traded Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and they had guys like Chris Paul, Steven Adams, Danilo Gallinari, people thought, oh, this team's just going to rebuild. They're going to tank. They're going to get, like, they're going to be bottom of the Western Conference. But what happened?
No.
They kept the team intact. They didn't make a lot of moves. And they actually finished as the fifth seed in a tight Western Conference. Even in the bubble, they maintained a fifth seed. And they pushed the Houston Rockets with Russell Westbrook and James Harden to 7 games and just fell short. And obviously it was a great run that Chris Paul had in Oklahoma City, but I am excited to see what he's going to bring to the table with the Phoenix Suns. Because like you mentioned, him and Devin Booker, you obviously got to put him in one of the top duos in the NBA just for the sole fact, like you said, Devin Booker is like the next Kobe Bryant, you know, from like a scoring perspective, just going in there, getting buckets. And then on top of that, with Chris Paul, probably one of the smartest basketball players on the court, knows what to do and can pass well. Mm-hmm. And I'm also excited to see how he's able to incorporate DeAndre. We saw what Chris Paul was able to do with DeAndre Jordan, turned him into an all-star. Imagine with him and Ayton. Ayton and DeAndre Jordan have almost the same skill set. I mean, you talk about they could go up there and score. They could finish a dunk. Get a lot.
I think Aiden's a little bit more of a versatile scorer.
Yeah, which makes him even more lethal.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes him even more lethal. He's more of a versatile scorer than DeAndre Jordan was. So I think Chris Paul's going into the situation. He's going to have a lot of fun. Because, I mean, you look at a lot of people think Devin Booker is a lot older. So he's still a young cat. He's still a young player.
Both of those guys are young. He's never had a supporting cast this good, this young. Like, he's never. You could go to the Hornets. He had Petra Skovajevic. If you know him, he's a three-point shooter. He was a small forward. His name is Petra Skovajevic. I can't say it, but if you know who I'm talking about, he was hard. And David West. Those were the two guys that that obviously were his two best guys out in New Orleans when he first got drafted. You go down to Lob City, Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan, great players, still not a 70-point guy there. And then Harden and Chris Paul, but they never had that 3A, that three guy. And I think that three guy that puts him over the top can be DeAndre Ayton. I mean, there should be no excuse. He's a number one pick. He's a former number one pick. You got a former number one pick, a level A, a level one scorer with the greatest point guard and point guard minds ever play the game. They definitely put themselves up there to win it all.
They definitely have. I think it's going to be exciting what Chris Paul is able to do with Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. Definitely going to be a great thing to see. Let's talk about other free agency moves that they made. They also signed guys like Jonathan Motley, Etuan Moore. They signed Damian Jones, Langston Galloway, Tyshawn Alexander from an undrafted free agency. But there's one big free agent move that I want to discuss, and that is the Phoenix Suns getting Jay Crowder from Miami. I'll ask you this question, Caleb. Phoenix Suns were able to get Jay Crowder. How huge of a signing is it for the Phoenix Suns to be able to land Jay Crowder?
I think it was a big signing. I mean, they were kind of already solid at the four position, but to add him just made him a lot better. He's a 3-and-D guy, experience. So he's going to be that guy that you could expect to get that time in the fourth quarter. I seen Chris Paul talking on JJ Redick's podcast, and he was saying that he made the call to get Crowder to come to the Suns. So I think that was dope that Paul reached out and got another guy that could bring experience, toughness, and he can shoot the three, and he can play defense. So I think he's going to be a great addition, along with the other guys, especially Langston Galloway. He's very well respected. And the other guys, those guys are going to have to be come up and really play because, you know, COVID is really going to knock a lot of guys out. It's going to, you know, it's next man up mentality. So with COVID being a circumstance now, just because they're out the bubble, a lot of guys are going to be asked to step up. So my question to you is, out of all these guys, who do you think is going to be asked to step up the most?
Ooh, the guy who's going to be asked to step up the most. I think it's going to be Jay Crowder. If it's not Jay Crowder, I'd probably have to go with Langston Galloway, just for the fact that Langston Galloway, you know, he's been around the block. He's kind of a veteran in this league. I feel like he's going to be a guy where if Devin Booker ever gets into foul trouble, if he gets hurt, he's probably going to be that next shooting guard to step up and fill in for that Devin Booker role. So, you know, I'm going with Langston Galloway just for that alone. You know, he's going to have to be the next man up for Devin Booker. You know, we've seen star players suffer injuries throughout the season. And if it so happens that Booker is out a couple weeks, Langston Galloway is going to have to prove himself on why Phoenix brought him in. And, you know, I'm also going to throw in Jay Crowder. You know, Jay Crowder was a huge addition for the Phoenix Suns, especially you saw what he did with Miami, you know, when he got traded from Memphis to Miami and the way how he helped Miami in that playoff run. I think it's going to be huge, especially in the Western Conference. When you have to verse great teams, when you got to verse the Los Angeles Lakers, the Denver Nuggets, LA Clippers, when you got to verse the top three in the Western Conference, you got a guy like Jay Crowder. He could be a guy who will definitely help out on the defensive front, you know, for the Phoenix Suns. And on top of that, like you mentioned, Kev, he's a good scorer as well, a good 3-and-D kind of guy, knows what to do and knows his role. He's not going to be a guy where, you know, he's going to be upset that he's left on the bench. No, he's going to go into the Phoenix Suns and say, all right, you know, if I'm a starter, I'm a starter. If not, I'm just going to contribute off the bench like I normally do throughout my entire career. So I'm definitely excited to see what Jay Crowder is able to do with the Phoenix Suns, because almost every team he's been on, he's consistently made the playoffs. Whether he was starting off with the Boston Celtics, when he went to Utah, helped them make the playoffs. With Memphis, he helped them out a little bit. And then when he went to Miami, helped guide them to the NBA Finals. So this man has a lot of playoff experience. He's been there and done that. He's definitely going to help out the Phoenix Suns. Let's move on to their NBA draft. The Phoenix Suns, with the 10th pick, selected Jalen Smith, the power forward from the University of Maryland. I'll go to you, Caleb. Do you believe the Phoenix Suns made the right pick in selecting Jalen Smith at power forward with the 10th selection?
Man, you know what? I was really sleeping on this guy. I really was sleeping on that guy. I didn't think he would be in the top 10. Until I watched him, I was like, oh, yeah, like, he's definitely a sleeper. He's more like a Blake Griffin prototype. I like what he brings to the game. He has a good potential. I thought they could have went with Tyrese Haliburton, even though they did have CP3 at the time. I think he would have been a good backup point guard for Chris Paul to mentor. And, you know, then they could use him when Chris Paul's gone. You know, Chris Paul is going to have to retire somewhat soon, so they're going to need a point guard eventually again. I think he would have been a good guy to bring in, especially get mentored with CP. And if you watch out Tyrese's game, he's used in the pick and roll a lot. So, I mean, Chris Paul teaching the pick and roll, and that's how you excel in your game. I think he would be only a lot more lethal and only better with the Suns. But I think Jalen Smith was the right pickup, though. Like, definitely. I think he was the now pickup. I think I see him as, like, he's the guy that's going to help us win now. So that's why I'm sure they got him. I think he's going to be solid. What minutes do you think he averages? Like, that's where I'm lost. I don't know if he starts. Does he start? Does he not? Does he play in the fourth quarter? Does he not?
It's definitely going to be interesting to see. I kind of agree with you. I was surprised that they selected Jalen Smith with the number 10th overall pick. I thought Jalen Smith was more of a guy who could probably be in the mid to late first round. But with Phoenix selecting him, like you mentioned, Kip, he's a guy who kind of fills in the role of now. I think if they would have went with what you said was a Tyrese Haliburton, I think if they would have took Haliburton, I think, like you mentioned, Caleb, he probably would have been the mentor. Like, Chris Paul is going to mentor him to be the guy. And I think what that signifies, in my opinion, is even after Chris Paul's contract, he might not be done. Like, Chris Paul might still play even after his contract is up. I think that's what that Jalen Smith pick means to me. It means to me that Chris Paul's not done yet, and he's going to follow off of what he did last season and put up, if not those same exact stats, even better stats. And I think with this addition of Jalen Smith, he's a great guy. I mean, 6'10", 225, a good power forward position. Him and DeAndre Ayton are definitely going to be a good tall duo. I mean, you look at, he was very well in Maryland. He averaged 15.5 points. Especially almost rounded up to 16 points, almost 11 rebounds, and, you know, two blocks a game. I mean, that's definitely an impressive feat in itself. If he can contribute that, if he can maybe in his rookie year put up maybe half that stat line, or if he's a starter, if he could put up those kind of stat lines, I think that's going to be tremendous. And he's also in a good position to, you know, maybe he might start off on the bench. You know, maybe they might roll with Jay Crowder to start the season just because he's the built veteran and kind of knows his way around. Maybe Jalen Smith is the kind of guy who, you know, might be in a position where he has to earn his minutes. You know, he's obviously going to be coming off the bench, but he's going to be in a situation where, all right, you're going to be like the eighth or seventh guy from our bench. But if you keep improving your play throughout the entire season, your more minutes are going to go up. And if you can follow it along more and more minutes, then you'll be a starter by season's end. I think by season's end, Jalen Smith is going to be a starter. And especially depending on how the Phoenix Suns will finish the season, whether that would be as a playoff contender or a team that just barely missed the playoffs, I think Jalen Smith is definitely going to be an exciting guy to watch. And definitely going to be a guy to where whenever I do watch the Phoenix Suns, whether it's on a primetime TV or some other time. I'm definitely going to be looking at to see how well they utilize Jalen Smith, because I mean, with him being selected this high, and a lot of people are shocked about that pick, he might have to contribute right away, or else the fan base is going to look at him at first and say, oh, you know, this dude's a bust. Why would you select him at pick number 10 when you could have went with somebody else who can contribute more? So that's in my opinion, the only thing Jalen Smith is going to have pressure on is just he has to contribute stats right away just because he's a top 10 pick. What most fans see as a top 10 pick is a guy that could change the franchise and to immediately make an impact right away. What's good about Jalen Smith in Phoenix is he doesn't have a lot of pressure. He doesn't have to be the guy in Phoenix. Like we look at when Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball are drafting their respective positions, they're franchise players.
Yeah.
They have to contribute to that franchise and make an immediate impact right away. Jalen Smith is in a position where Phoenix Suns aren't his franchise. That's Devin Booker's team. That's DeAndre Ayton. That's Chris Paul. Jalen Smith is like that fourth guy to where if he can contribute greatly, then that's a huge plus for him. He just has to contribute decent stats. He obviously cannot lay goose egg stats. He can't be a 10th pick. He can't be the 10th pick in the draft and barely average 5 points a game. He can't do that.
Yeah, no.
Especially if he's a starter, he can't do that.
Yeah, but I just think like if he can play his game, Chris Paul is going to make sure he gets more. I mean, he's a rim protector, high flyer. He's going to be fine. I think he's going to be fine. I think he's going to fit perfectly well. I think the step for him and what they want to see is what he can do without Chris Paul on the floor. That's where he's going to take his game. That's where he's going to fit, I feel like, because if he can play well and score and still bring energy on the defensive side of the ball without Chris Paul in the game, I think he could possibly be like a sixth man. I think if he's not too good by himself without Chris Paul being in, I think they're going to try to cover him with Chris Paul, because like they're going to use him when Chris Paul's in the game is what I'm trying to say. Because, you know, Chris Paul is going to set them two guys up, especially with the drive. I mean, he's either going to have to drive and dump it down, drive and lob, or drive and kick, and he has every option. So he's going to put that guy in an amazing position. He just has to capitalize, like you were saying.
He definitely will. A lot of great points made there. I'm definitely excited to see what Jalen Smith is able to bring to the table, whether he'll be a starter or not. And he kind of reminds me of the situation that James Wiseman is in with Golden State. Not as glorified as James Wiseman, but kind of a guy to where he's drafted. He's not really the main man on the franchise, but he can just ease his way into the situation. And sort of as the season goes on, build up more stats. Like, I think for Jalen Smith, if he as a rookie, whether he's coming off on the bench or as a starter, if he can average, you know, 8 or 9 points, you know, 9 to 10 rebounds, and maybe close to a block a game, I think he'll be in good hands, and that would be a good stat line for Phoenix and for Jalen Smith as a whole. So it'll definitely be interesting to see what Jalen Smith is able to do in Phoenix. It will definitely be exciting to see how Phoenix will do this upcoming season, which to close out this episode brings on my next question. Caleb, how will the Phoenix Suns do this upcoming 2020-2021 NBA season? Can the Phoenix Suns make the playoffs, or will they fall short?
They're in the playoffs, bro. They're in the playoffs, period. I think they're in the playoffs. I think they'll be in the playoffs. I don't know where they could range from an 8 to a 5, maybe even 4. I want to say 8 to 5. But they're in the playoffs. Depending on where they range, it can be how far they go. They better hope they don't get the 8th seed. Anything other than the 8th seed is safe to them. They got a chance. So anything from 2 to 7, safe. They're eighth. Call it quits now. It's over. Lake show. But if they're seventh, sixth, or fifth, or fourth, second, or third, they got a chance. They got my vote.
Definitely a lot of great points there. I believe the Phoenix Suns are a playoff contender as well. I think they match up very well in the Western Conference. I mean, do I think they'll be in the top of the Western Conference? No. I think, in my opinion, the tops in the Western Conference are the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Nuggets. But anywhere, like you mentioned, from 4-8, they could be right there, especially if Chris Paul can maintain the form that he had last year. Yep. If he can maintain that all-star form that he has with Devin Booker there, and if DeAndre Ayton can contribute, then, I mean, we're talking they could be a team where they could be a sleeper to make a playoff run past the first round and into the second round.
Yeah.
So I think Phoenix Suns fans have a lot of things to be excited about for the first time in a long time. I mean, it's been a long time since the Phoenix Suns have made the playoffs. I think it's been almost 10 years, I think, since they last made the playoffs. I think the last time they made the playoffs was with Steve Nash in 2010, and they made it to the conference finals that year. So, I mean, we'll see how the Phoenix Suns finish this season, but I agree with you as well. I believe they're a playoff contender, but they got a wide range, like you mentioned. They could be anywhere from a fourth seed all the way to an eight seed. But like you mentioned, if the Phoenix Suns are an eight seed, they're not going anywhere because Lake Show all the way. That is for sure a fact. If they are the eight seed, it's a Lake Show all the way. But if somehow, some way the Lake Show ate the one seed, then they might upset the eight and the one. But we already know. We already know the Lake Show gonna be a one seed. That's a fact. Yeah. We already know the Lake Show with LBJ, AD, Trez, the Gasol brother. We going back to back. We already know that.
It's expected, man. It's expected.
it is expected.
Simple.
And yeah, so definitely excited to see what the Phoenix Suns can bring to the table. You know, they're probably going to be the most exciting team to watch.
Especially on my watch list, bro. Especially on my watch list. I'll tell you that right now. I'm really excited to watch them, especially Chris Paul. He was my favorite point guard growing up, so I'm excited to see what he does with these young bucks. Super.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to see what kind of leadership he can bring to this Phoenix Suns team, which really hasn't had that kind of veteran leader in a long time. So Phoenix Suns fans, you should definitely have a lot of excitement for this upcoming season. And with that, that will conclude this edition of What Would You Do, NBA Offseason Edition. Caleb, do you have any final words to add to the viewers out there?
You can catch me on Twitter at CalebConan2. You can catch me on Instagram at CalebConan1. And you'll catch me on MCS World Sports Podcast, Hoops USN panels, and you can catch me on Jules and Jim's Podcast. Jules and Jim's Podcast. You hear me. I'm everywhere.
Definitely a lot of great points. We are everywhere as well. You can catch me on my Twitter at @Matt_Skura. My Instagram is @Matt_Skura19. Also, check out this very own podcast available, whether you're watching it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, you name it. We are everywhere. So we appreciate you listening to this episode, and we are signing out.